you could read item number two that's before this committee, please.
Item number two, from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $600 in forfeitures and $6,921.80 in attorney's fees and costs to the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty in settlement of State of Wisconsin Ex Rel Rice versus Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, case number 11CV009399.
Good, thank you. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to approve payment of $6,921.80 in attorney's fees and costs to the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty in settlement of this case.
Okay. Attorney Grady.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. At our committee's prior meeting, Supervisor Sanfilippo raised a question about the forfeiture portion of this case and whether that could be reimbursed by the county. And after doing research, I've determined that Supervisor Sanfilippo is correct. The statute does provide that forfeitures against public officials cannot be reimbursed by essentially anyone. They are intended to be personal liabilities of the supervisors. At the time this case was filed, well, let me back up. At the time this meeting occurred on redistricting, the county board did ask Acting Corporation Counsel Jorgensen whether he thought that the open meetings law was being violated. His response at that time was that he felt that it was not being violated. Obviously, when this case was brought, Judge Carroll ultimately determined that she disagreed. She felt that the open meetings law was being violated. Our office, Mr. Jorgensen, did raise with Judge Carroll the defense on behalf of the public officials that they acted in good faith reliance on the advice of counsel. And there is case law to the effect that if a public official relies on advice of counsel in good faith, that forfeitures are not appropriate. However, Judge Carroll apparently disagreed and did enter the forfeitures. I don't understand why she did that, but she did do that. Given the cost involved and the potential of additional attorney's fees should we litigate that question, it was our thought that it was not worthy of further litigation. Now, it's easy for me to spend some of your money, but that was my thought. So, ultimately, all you're being asked to approve here is the payment of the attorney's fees. The forfeitures, there was a $300 forfeiture entered against Chairman Holloway, which he will be personally liable for. These forfeitures are paid to the state of Wisconsin, not to the prevailing party. And then among the other supervisors, it is also a defense that the supervisor attempted to avoid the violation by moving to delay it, voting against the matter. So ultimately, if you look at the votes that occurred on that day, there ultimately were nine supervisors who did not try to lay it over, refer it to court counsel, or vote against it, or who were absent. And so it's our belief that the $300 forfeiture against the county board of supervisors minus Chairman Holloway should be divided amongst those nine supervisors at $33.33 each. We will be advising the supervisors of that by a letter from our office. And so all you're being asked to do today with respect to county funds and county budget is to pay the attorney's fees of $69,21.80. It's unfortunate that in this particular instance you've not been able to rely on your advice of counsel, because I think we'd like you to be able to do that. Obviously, we wish we were correct. We're found to have been correct by Judge Carroll, but our office was found to be incorrect in its advice. And so the consequence is the forfeitures.
Okay. Comments? We have, Supervisor Sanfilippo, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the whole thing could have been avoided hadn't the board insisted on rushing through and voting on the plan that day. We had statutory authority, sets the exact schedule and the exact procedure that has to be followed during redistricting. And the board did not follow that statute with regards to a couple instances. And we should have erred on the side of caution, and all of this could have been prevented, and we would have saved even the $6,900 in legal fees by just erring on the side of caution, especially when it comes to putting daylight in on an issue in front of the public to give them more time to be able to take a look at things. But the fact of the matter is the redistricting process was rushed so that a specific outcome could be forced through, and this is now the consequences that we suffer because of that.
Okay. Any other Anybody else? A motion on the floor is to approve the attorney fees by Supervisor Johnson. Seeing no other comments, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas? Or Harris?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weisham?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved.
That concludes the business of today.
Thank
you again for your attendance at this special meeting, and we will be more diligent to not have special meetings.